This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On the eve of facing just the third presidential impeachment vote in American history, U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out at House Democrats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In an angry letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the president says while he's facing articles of impeachment accusing him of abuse of power, it's Democrats who are abusing theirs.
This has been a total sham from the beginning.
Asked by reporters if he'll take any responsibility for being impeached.
I don't take any. Zero, to put it mildly.
Again, insisting he's done nothing wrong while accusing Democrats of perverting justice. He spoke as a House panel sparred over the rules for tomorrow's historic votes, with Democrat Jim McGovern saying the president violated the national trust and undermined democracy.
He acted in a way that rises to the level of impeachment.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
French trade unions brought protesters into the street on Tuesday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilization in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Macron seeks to streamline the state's pension system and prod people to work until the age of 64 instead of the current average retirement age of 62.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. The Watchdog Group says 49 journalists were killed on the job this year. 389 are currently imprisoned. This is VOA News. The impact of Boeing's decision to suspend production of the 737 MAX is spreading. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The ramifications of not producing the jet are likely to ripple beyond aviation and manufacturing sectors and could alter the country's trade balance. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines have pushed back any hope of reinserting the MAX into their lineups until April. The Federal Aviation Administration has not given a specific date for approving the MAX's return. Boeing has announced it will suspend production of the MAX starting sometime in January, with no specific date for when production will resume. I'm Mike Hempen.
More clashes have erupted in New Delhi between thousands of protesters and police over a new law that makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain citizenship. Reuters Joe Davies explains.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the measure is designed to protect religious minorities from persecution in neighboring Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. But critics say the fact that Muslims are excluded weakens India's secular foundation. And there have been growing questions about the stance of the government, led by Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, towards India's Muslims. Islam makes up 14% of the population. The citizenship law follows the revocation of the special status of the Muslim-majority Kashmir region and a court ruling clearing the way for the construction of a Hindu temple on the site of a mosque raised by Hindu zealots.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. The United Nations is calling for a stronger response as millions of refugees are uprooted. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The UN wants governments, businesses and others to reboot the world's response to refugees as the number of people fleeing their homes rises along with hostility to migrants. Filippo Grandi, the High Commissioner for Refugees, has told the first Global Refugee Forum, our world is in turmoil and 25 million refugees are looking to us for solutions. He notes that the number is far higher if you add in people who are displaced within their own countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason. It sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Musharraf has been living in Dubai since 2016 and has refused in the past to return to Pakistan. Musharraf came to power through a military coup in 1999. His imposition of a state of emergency in 2007 is what led to the charges against him. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.